6 miles. I ain't about the community. And we live in what they call the old Payne place up there, big old two-story house. And there's a big cemetery right out there about 7,500 yards, sort of cross field from the house. Well, we hadn't been living there but, oh, I reckon a month or two at the time. Our girl was born there. And it was in the fall, I'd say, along in October, maybe September this time, a little later. And we had gone to bed there that night, and wait a minute, it's later than what I said. Mary Ann is already born. It was in November. She was born the first day of November, and it was in November, but we had a cord. We just had a light hung down off a cord in the ceiling. You've seen them there when they first started winding high. It was hanging down on a cord, hooked and socket about 2 feet. We had a chain on it. We had a string tied to that chain under the head of the bed. And had the baby over in a little old baby bed, like pretty close to the bed. When it woke us up anything during the night, we'd just pull that light on, get up, see about the baby. So we had just gone to bed that night, hadn't gone to sleep. I don't know, we'd been in bed over 5 or 10 minutes or not. And right up on the big front porch, run all the way across the front of the house out there, and the public road went right along in front of the porch, pretty close. And it sounded like somebody up under that porch, just a moaning and a groaning and taking on, just like they was in terrible pain, just hurting, you know, just suffering. And went on that way for 2 or 3 minutes, and that just scared the devil out of me. And I didn't say nothing, my wife didn't say nothing. And I just couldn't hardly move. I just almost froze in.
Could it have been the wind?
No, it wasn't the wind. It wasn't nothing like that. It wasn't no hogs. I thought later it might have been some hogs up under there grunting making that fuss, but it wasn't that. It sounded like somebody, you know, in great pain, just suffering, moaning, groaning. And I finally asked her, I said, Doris, do you hear that? She said, yes, I do hear it. I ain't never heard nothing like that before. I said, I ain't either. I said, I don't know what in the devil it is. So we just hushed, let it go with that. We didn't say nothing else. I don't know why, but I finally just reached up and got a hold of that string. I never will forget it and pulled that light on. Well, the time I pulled that light on, that noise hushed, and I ain't never heard another fuss from that day to listen. We lived on that. That was in November, and I went to service in June, fall in June. I reckon we lived there. Approximately 7 or 8 months after that, we never did see or hear nothing else after that. But that was a terrible sound. It was almost blood-curdling. It just scared the devil out of me. And I got out the next morning and looked all up under the house to see if I could see any tracks, any signs, any hogs, anything. Never seen a thing in the world. Everything was just normal.
Golly, that's enough to make it three.
That's the only three things that I ever seen or heard that I didn't know what it was. Couldn't make it up.
That's very interesting.
So far as being scared of ghosts or haunts or anything like that, I never have been. Never have really believed in them. But now them things did actually happen.
Well, what do you call a house that these things might live in?
Well, they call it a haunted house.
Okay. Let's see. On a fall afternoon, when the weather isn't really freezing yet, but it's kind of chilly, you might say, I think I'll put on my sweater this afternoon because it's getting what?
It's getting cool.
Okay, or it's getting what? Cold. Did you say kind of cold?
Well, it's getting a little colder. Yeah, getting kind of cold.
Okay.
Kind of cold.
If you'd prefer not to go, you'd say add what? Not go.
I'd rather not go.
Okay. If you're greeting a person when you're especially glad to see him, you might say, I'm what glad to see you?
I sure am glad to see you.
Okay. What might you say in strong affirmation of something? You might say, will you do it? And you're glad to do it. So you say, well, you know, suppose I asked you to do something and you were glad to do it for me. Then you say, well.
Oh, I'll be glad to do it.
Okay.
Be glad to do it.
Would you ever say, well, sure, or well, certainly, or?
Well, probably. I'd say I'd be glad to do it.
Okay.
That's the expression I'd use 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
Well, I'd be glad to do that.
If you want to emphasize the fact that you can do something, if somebody says, can you do that? You might say, well, I what can.
Yeah, I'm